Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome to Rug Raw, your all recap show here on VOC Nation Worldwide. We are live, and the number to call in is 855 VOC Radio. That's 855 862 7234. I'm Chris Fox, and I'll be your host again this week. Join me tonight is Dan from Hell in a Cell Talk Radio at HIACTalkRadio.com. Hey, Dan, what's going on tonight?
Fellas, what's going on? Glad to be here this evening. Follow me on Twitter at DanWall83.
Oh, welcome to the back to the show, Dan. And we have also returning this week, we have Stro the Maestro of Wrestling. Stro, are you there?
Yes, Stro the Maestro of Wrestling is here. You can follow me on Twitter at TheStro.
Welcome back to the show again this week. Well, we have Raw tonight, and tonight we started off with a Hall of Fame forum with Shawn Michaels, Hulk Hogan, and Ric Flair. They're discussing John Cena's chances against his rematch with Brock Lesnar at Night of Champions. Last SmackDown, they announced that it'll be John Cena getting his rematch with Brock Lesnar. Dan, how you feel about John Cena getting a rematch with Brock Lesnar already?
I think it was inevitable. I'm kind of looking forward to. I'm looking forward to see what they do next in the ring. The absolute pounding that man took at SummerSlam. So I can only imagine what they're going to try to do next to top that. They have a lot to prove as far as carrying it for another pay-per-view. And I don't doubt either man, Brock or John Cena. I think we're going to all be entertained. I heard a lot of mixed reaction to that match at SummerSlam. I think it was perfect the way it was executed. So I'm looking forward to this continuing.
Same here. I enjoyed that SummerSlam match as well. Stro, we talked about this some last week about how strong Brock is looking right now with his destruction of John Cena and his conquering of the streak. How do you feel about the rematch coming up?
Well, to me, I mean, it's way too soon. I mean, we just saw Lesnar like decimate Cena at SummerSlam, and you know, I mean, it's really going to be a hard sell for people to buy that Cena has much of a fight to give Lesnar at this point. If for me, I would have waited for the rematch to be later on in the year, but I mean, to get a little bit more steam. But I mean, regardless, you know, I wish him the best, and I hope it's a great match between the two.
I will say here, I will agree with Stro on one thing, that it's way too soon. But the only catch is for me, I expected nothing less. I expected an immediate bounce back. I expected Super Cena to be coming right back to do this match. So as far as you know that is concerned, it's just what I expected. That's why you both know me. I know. Listening to the shows, I dwell on things sometimes too much. So this one I just let go. I'm like, well, I know he's coming right back, so might as well enjoy this for all it's worth. But Stro was right. A little too soon.
My feeling was that after Cena, they didn't really have any baby faces in a position to challenge Lesnar. Nobody looked on his level. So it's not surprising me too much that they're doing a rematch. It's just, I don't know, like, The cool thing I like about the Cena-Brock matches is Cena looks very vulnerable in all these matches. So, I mean, as long as he doesn't – I don't know. I just don't want him to get a win here because Brock has just been built up as too much of a badass, and whoever beats him at this point is going to be a big deal. So I say save Roman Reigns. If you want to make Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, keep the title on Brock. That's how I feel about it.
The good thing now that – Brock is heavyweight champion, and being as dominant as he is, anybody that comes along that actually gives Brock any type of fight will be instantly elevated, no doubt. So that's definitely a plus.
Yes, that is true. I don't know. Like I said, as long as Cena doesn't walk out with the title, I guess I'll be happy with it.
No, you guys are both right. Keep it on him, and you elevate the next guy. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with Cena. Cena's a proven entity. It's kind of like, you know, if you run into a problem, you give it to Cena again. But right now, let's, you know, try something different.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they'll have somebody built up soon to challenge Brock other than Cena. We had Rusev versus Swagger in a rematch tonight. They're keeping Swagger strong. Again, he didn't win, but again, he didn't give up. This one ended with a ref stoppage. So I'm not sure what they got planned with Swagger. I guess he's going to be feuding with Bo Dallas coming up. But again, they're keeping him strong. They're not letting him tap out or give up. Dan, what do you think about Swagger right now?
I enjoyed this match a little bit. I don't know why. I enjoyed it more than SummerSlam. I'm just not a Rusev guy. I don't believe it. I don't believe in it, and I'm kind of bored with it. It's just how I feel, and all due respect to those involved. But for some reason, I was really in on this one, and that was a very entertaining segment. Great match, and I thought the ending was it was perfect for the fact that it was Raw and it was a rematch. You just have it go out that no man really won or no man lost. And we'll see. There's whatever the case was, whether it was office or personality, a little bit of dropping of the ball before with Swagger. So it'll be interesting to see where they go with him this time. I like Swagger. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I mean they're keeping him strong. I said that he didn't give up again, but we had a few segments with Swagger, and after this, we had a backstage segment with Bo Dallas telling Swagger he needs to believe. And then we had a match later in the show with Bo Dallas and Kofi Kingston where Bo won and started doing his believe thing again. And then Swagger came out and jumped him. And so I guess we're going to be getting that feud now. Stro, how do you feel about Bo Dallas versus Jack Swagger as a program?
You know, I'm really liking a slow build given Jack Swagger. You know, giving him that sympathy to where when he comes out, I mean, he'll come big. I mean, he's really, you know, like Dan said earlier, I mean, he's really still looking pretty strong, you know, even the feud with Rusev. And what I liked about Lana, I mean, it's good to see managers come back and be mouthpieces. And I'm really hoping Zeb Coulter sticks around, you know, and, you know, and bring back that lost art of the good manager. That's the great mouthpiece for their, you know, protege, prestige, or client, if you will, you know, along with Paul Heyman. I mean, it's great to see that come back, you know. It's a it's like, you know, great tag teams were missing for a while, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's great to see the tag division back. It's great to see some good managers come back. And I'm looking forward to seeing this deal with you know, Bo Dallas as well. I mean, Bo Dallas is a throwback for the old style, you know, chicken heel, like, you know, that talks a big game and runs a lot, you know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to this feud with him and Swagger.
Yeah, unfortunately, it seems like they've kind of written off Zeb Coulter, but I hope that's not the case. I think he's great and does a great job with Swagger.
This about Zeb. It was nice to see him. They used him a little bit in the Monday Night Wars first episode, so I think we'll see him a little bit. And Stro nailed it. Managers with a mouth, you know, just to push their client, quote unquote, even further. I mean, you have Paul Heyman, for what it's worth, is probably the best talker in the company now. You have Lana and Zeb Coulter. The history speaks for itself with that man. So it needs to be, they need to stay on TV, sir.
Yeah, I agree. They've got some good managers, and I just hope they continue to use them. We had also Cesaro versus RVD in another rematch. Cesaro wins finally. It seems like he's been forever since he's gotten a win, but now he's the number one contender for Sheamus's U.S. Championship. When are we going to see the Cesaro bust out the swing again? Because it seems like he hasn't done it in a while, or if he has, I've missed it. Stro, what are your thoughts on this feud coming up?
I'm really looking forward to seeing the Sheamus Cesaro matches myself. I mean, they're very promising to be pretty solid, no doubt. I mean, you got two strong individuals, Cesaro, Sheamus. I'm looking forward now that things are on the upswing with Cesaro to kind of bring his theme back, you know, with the swing and all that, and those impressive feats of strength that he does. And, you know, along with Sheamus, and let's face it, he's just an all-out beast. So it should be some great solid matches.
Yeah, it seems. I'm sorry, Dan?
No, go ahead. You're the host, brother.
Oh. No, I was just saying, it seems like every week we talk about Cesaro and how everybody wishes that they would get behind him more, because he was showing such promise there for a while, and they just, I don't know if they got bored with him and decided not to do anything with him. What do you think, Dan, about Cesaro? Like, what can they do to rehab this guy?
I think this is the way to go. Give him a title. Give him a title, let him run with it. I don't understand how you can be bored with the guy. I didn't see anything as far as his character or as far as crowd reaction or anybody's end from one or the other that would say that he was boring. So I don't know what the hell happened there. You're absolutely right. You give him a title. That match, first of all, that match was great with him and RVD. RVD, I've said it on HIAC Talk Radio. I don't know if I said it on Rub Raw, so I'll say it now. RVD, those last few months, maybe even a year or two, in Impact, didn't look like he gave a dick crap anymore. And he came back, and he's the best RVD that he can be. He's getting a little older, you know, sports in general, but especially wrestling, you know, you pass 35, you're an old man. That was great. I'm so happy they're using him. The back and forth visually and verbally between, I couldn't say the word verbally, verbally between Cesaro and Sheamus was fantastic. So I'm looking forward to, I don't know how long it'll last, but I think it'll eventually go with Cesaro as champ. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I hope this works out for Cesaro. Like, I don't know. I don't understand the way they book their mid-card champions, because they never let them look strong and have, like, a strong run with the title, it seems like. It seems like they're usually losing, like, non-title matches and things like that. But who knows? Maybe it'll turn around, maybe not. Next up we have before we go to break, let's talk about Paige versus Natalya. Paige wins, yeah. And then AJ comes out, and I don't know Dan. What do you think about this feud here? Because to me, it seems like, I don't know, they're doing that whole like frenemy thing that I don't know, they're fake, whatever you call it, friendship. But it seems like every week or so, they're just like stepping it up with Paige doing like the seductive crawl over her, and this week we have AJ kissing her hand. It seems like they're just, I don't know, just playing mind games with each other and like pushing the limit. What do you think, Dan?
No, first of all, thank you, ladies. Number one. Number two, I'll say it before and I said it again, the only issue I ever had with this whole angle was when they came out one night, and I don't know who was producing the segment, but they had to push what the word frenemy meant like 6 or 7, 8, 9, 10 times. That's the only thing that ever bothered me about this feud. I like the matches they're having. Every one they have gets better. It's like they're building to a crescendo. They're keeping on the straight and narrow right now, so it looks good. I love the segment. I love that they're both a bit nutty. It'll be interesting to see where this goes. Right now, it's almost like it was about to take a left turn, and maybe they're making a U-turn to go right. I don't know how they're going with it, so I'm enjoying that.
Stro, how are you feeling about this feud going on? It seems like I said, every week they kind of do something to each other, and then the other one just looks completely creeped out by it.
I know with Paige and Natalya, I mean, that really had, they had a solid match tonight on Raw, and that was a wicked German suplex. Natalya gave Paige, my goodness, that release German. Oh my word,
it was beautiful.
But yeah, but I think it's kind of reminiscent of some other feuds we've seen in the past where you would see a sort of a friendship, but a sort of a dissension between two wrestlers, and you know, with Rika Page and AJ. So I mean, and the fact that both of them are like former Divas champs now. Well, one of them's the current Divas champ. One's the one to be traded back and forth. I don't really think there's an end to this feud quite just yet. I think it's kind of building to something big, possibly either Night of Champions or maybe towards Survivor Series.
Yeah, same here. Well, we better go ahead and take our break tonight. When we come back, we'll talk about Goldust and Stardust turning heel and the Nikki and Brie Bella segment with Jerry Lawler that had the line of the night, in my opinion, and the main event. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, guys, remember when WCW was awesome?
Remember when WCW was on?
I do. I was there. So relive the memories with us, good, bad, or indifferent. Every other Thursday at 9:30 for WCW Retro. Myself, Dan from HIAC Talk Radio.
And sometimes me.
And sometimes Derek. We'll have a different topic every show about our favorite wrestling company, WCW.
Call in and join us, too. You can share the memories with us.
WCW Retro, every other Thursday night at 9:30.
Right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Now recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9/8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
Hey, I'm the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
the godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys
to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowds on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hello and welcome back to Rough Draw, your all recap show here on VOC Nation Worldwide. We're live. The number to call in is 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. We'd love for you to call in and give us your thoughts and opinions on tonight's Raw. Hey, Dan, we have some big announcement for the WWE Network. We're finally getting some Nitros. They said the first 100 hours, I believe.
No, I'm okay. No, dude, it's a step in the direction. I talked about it the last time I was on Rub Raw, and Sher and I talked about it, obviously. But it's just the beginning of the next step of just adding the content that everybody, well, not everybody, but that a lot of people want. The older wrestling fans who sat there through the WCW Monday Night Wars with WWE, who don't just want the special, even though that first episode was great. We're getting two new episodes this week. But, you know, release some steps. The first 100 hours, I know what I'm doing on my vacation the next 11 days when I go to Jersey. When I'm not doing something else, downtime, Nitros. And, you know, opens the door for the Thunders and the Saturday nights. It's exciting. I can't wait.
Yeah, I was worried that they were just going to, like, trickle them in, just, like, upload an episode or two a week. But they said 100 hours, so we're getting some a sizable amount of content here, Stro.
Oh, absolutely. And it's exciting for any diehard, you know, WCW fan back in the day. And I'm excited myself, you know, to relive some old memories of being there and watching the great moments, WCW Nitro and all the big things that went down, you know, with the debuts and with all the great stories, you know, that come about, you know, with the resurgence of the NWO and Goldberg and so forth, and all the great talent from all over the world having, you know, stellar matches on the Nitro. So it's exciting, very exciting.
Yeah, they're getting us some content on the network. Last week we had that Shield documentary and, I think it was last week, yeah, and then the Monday Night Wars. So, yeah, there's going to be quite a bit to watch now on the network. Let's see what else we got to talk about tonight. We had the Usos versus Goldust and Stardust. This one was kind of weird because the Dust Brother or Goldust and Stardust, they appeared to turn heel at the end. But I don't know, just the way the match went, one of the Usos fell out of the ring, and he was kind of delayed in his selling of his leg, and so when he got counted out, then Goldust accused him of purposely getting counted out. And but the way it happened, it was like maybe Goldust has a point. Dan, what do you think about Goldust and Stardust turning heel?
Is that what happened?
unless I was watching it, or unless I missed something.
No, that's not a comment on how you're telling the story. I'm not so sure if we were seeing a heel turn. I don't know what happened. I made the and I'm not surprise. I've said this 100 times. I'm not a wrestler, so I try not to be too critical. But I did make the observation, Stro. I don't know how much you would agree with me, but if you're gonna feign an injury, make sure you don't put all your weight to get up on that limb.
No doubt. But, you know, I really think like a heel version of Goldust and Stardust would work, and especially in this feud with the Usos. The chemistry, you know, they seem to have good chemistry in the ring, and then I think that the bizarre way Gold and Stardust, you know, carried themselves, you know, with a heel version. I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing, you know, the next matches they have with the Usos.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just happy they're doing something with the Goldust and Stardust besides, you know, the, just the backstage segments. Dan, you have more thoughts on this?
Yeah, to kind of expand on what Stro was saying, I think he's right. And to expand on actually what both you were saying, I think you're both right to mix it in on one opinion. I guess it was a heel turn. It was kind of soft, a soft opening instead of a grand opening kind of thing. I'm not sure. But it would make sense to have them go heel since they're really the other strong. There's tag team division. It looks like, you know, they're sticking Henry and Show together, so that might be another tag team. But it looks like they're slowly building. So right now you got two major tag teams other than the Wyatt that you can have go in a program for the titles, make one of them heel. And I think it would have been better to make the Dust Busters, the Dust Brothers, whatever the heck they're calling them this week, the heel, because the Usos are so over, and I mean as baby faces. Every week I'm worried, all right, how's the reaction going to be this week? And every week it's still strong. It's great. So taking somebody who's a proven heel and a proven bad guy as Golda at both of the Rhodes brothers, I think it's the right move. It's going to be a good way they go that way.
Yeah, I hope it works out. Goldust is like everybody loves Goldust, so that's the only hang up I see is like I don't know if like people are ready to boo Goldust because like I said, everybody loves Goldust.
Listen, I'm totally behind Goldust as a heel. I jokingly said because I know on the PC world of today and the fact that, you know, they're trying to stay PG-13 as much as possible, I said bring back the original hardcore Goldust character as much as you could, but it would never fly on TV. So I'm already for heel Goldust.
Let's talk about the Nikki and Brie Bella segment with Jerry Lawler. I wasn't a fan of this segment, really, until the line of the night where Nikki told Brie, "I wish you died in the womb." Stro, what were your thoughts on this feud?
it was something to behold. I mean, with Nikki and Brie, what can you say? I mean, I'm pretty speechless. And the whole womb thing, kind of got me too. So, and poor Jerry, poor Kingfish,
yeah.
You know, bless his heart.
Yeah, like I said, I wasn't. I'm sorry, Dan. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I didn't mean to step on your toes again, Chris. You can hit me later. I kind of don't know what to say, kind of like Stro. It was kind of like a weak segment, and then they went from 0 to 60 in 0.1 seconds. Like, they went from to I wish you died in the womb. So I feel uncomfortable, really. I feel like I've been touched in a naughty place.
yeah, it was something, because like I said, it wasn't that great of a segment. Then that line got busted out, and I was like, what? And then I don't know how to feel about that segment. It's
it makes
me
beat
Stephanie.
Speed.
I'm sorry, warp speed, you said?
Yeah, they went from warp speed to ludicrous speed.
Yes, they did. Anyway, this feud will continue. But we had some
Seth.
Oh, God.
Who knows where they'll go from here? Oh, boy. But, we had Kane and Seth Rollins come out earlier in the show, and they delivered a eulogy to Dean Ambrose. And then Roman Reigns came out and just cleaned house, and that was set up another match for tonight where we had Kane and Seth versus Roman. Roman, again, came off looking really strong, tore him apart. We had the cinder blocks come back into play. Stro, are we getting Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins, you think, at the next pay-per-view, or Kane, perhaps?
It seems to be heading that way towards, you know, Rollins and Reigns, and, you know, they set pretty angle with Ambrose, you know, taking him out with the center blocks, and tuning it on tonight on Raw, trying to do the same thing to Reigns. So I'm thinking we're seeing the build to a potential match possibly on the Night of Champions with Reigns and Rollins. With, you know, at just like with Ambrose, the feud with, you know, former Shield members.
Yeah, that's going to be a match to look forward to. Dan, did you happen to see a Raw last week with the angle with Dean Ambrose where he got knocked out with the cinder blocks or the curb stomp?
Oh yeah, I saw it, and I understand why they're doing it and why they had to do it. I just was like, yeah, he's so on fire right now. I really wish he wasn't leaving TV, but you know why she's doing it. I mean, why they're doing it. Why not? Let them go at it. Just get the Shield feuds over with. Let them go their separate ways, and whatever they're going to be in the company, let them be in the company, and I mean that in a positive way. Whoever's going to get the title, whoever's going to succeed at whatever, let them go at it. Let it do it. Let it happen now and go.
Yeah, I heard that Dean Ambrose is shooting a movie, so I think he's supposed to be back after the next pay-per-view. I think that's that was what I heard. But well, the main event tonight was Cena versus Wyatt, and it got changed to a six-man tag with Cena, Mark Henry, and Big Show versus the Wyatt family. Cena came won the match, looked super strong, cleaned house on everybody. Have anything to add to this main event, Stro?
Well, I've seen it, you know, look pretty darn strong, F5 and everybody and their mother at the end. And, you know, and with the Mountain tag team, I like to call them. I mean, you look like two mountains from the ring with Big Show and Mark Henry. I mean, couldn't ask for a bigger tag team, no pun intended in that. I mean, it was pretty impressive. And I'm hoping this, you know, we'll kind of put some momentum with Cena, with Lesnar, because he's going to need all the momentum he can get after that last SummerSlam match.
Dan, last week, Stro and I were talking about possible opponents for Brock, and we were talking about Mark Henry and Big Show. Do you think those are two possible candidates that after Cena that could feud with Brock if Brock is still champion?
Yeah, you know what? I think it would work. You just have the battle of the big men and just have them kill each other and just have a nice old-style heavyweight, super heavyweight matchup. I don't see any way possible, in my opinion, that they're going to pull the title off Brock Lesnar anytime soon. So I think start throwing guys at him. You know, Cena, Henry, Show, all the big guys. Just have them go through it until they finally drop the title.
I agree. I think those are two possible good candidates. But that was Raw tonight. It's midnight, and it's about time to wrap things up. Stro, do you have any plugs for us tonight?
Oh, well, this Thursday, join Dan and I at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time for WCW Retro, along with Derek, and we will be discussing the latter stages in our third-part series on the Starrcade, big pay-per-view event that WCW was holding. And one of the big Starrcades we're going to be talking about is Sting and Hulk Hogan for the title. And I'm also going to be doing some choreography this weekend and on set to wrap up the film I'm going to be in premiering this fall called The Hollow Oak, which is going to be a pretty scary flick. So I'll be on the lookout for that really soon. And for all the latest on me, what's going on in the world of Stro as far as films and wrestling and what have you, check out my official website at www.thestro.com.
Cool. Thanks for joining us again this week, Stro. Dan, do you have any plugs for us?
Yes. Find me on Twitter at DanLoyd83. Of course, I just have to plug it twice. WCW Retro this Thursday, 9:30, Starrcade Part 3. And, of course, HIACTalkRadio.com, your latest MMA and pro wrestling news, discussions, chat, updates, whatever you got, we have it for you. Whatever you want, we have it for you. HIACTalkRadio.com. Will be on actually tomorrow night at 9 instead of Wednesday this week. So just go to the website and press play.
Cool. Hopefully I'll get next week off because it seems like I do this every other week, it seems like. But I think I'm scheduled again in 2 weeks. But thanks, guys, for being on the show tonight, and we'll see you all next week. This is my private life. This is my private life.